We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Tim Shea. We are talking and celebrating a Brewers victory. Day off today, and then the Nationals come to town.
Toby's Nationals.
We are going to have such a breakdown of the Nationals like no other station. Maybe one. We're going to have such a breakdown of the Nationals. It's going to be incredible. Somebody had asked me, are you going to get like a Nationals beat writer on to talk? I said, why would we need to? I got Tobe.
Mm-hmm.
I got my little potato wedge.
You can get the full breakdown tomorrow morning.
I'll get the full breakdown. So, yeah, maybe I'll interview Toby or like a real interview. Like I would have somebody on the show. I'll interview Toby. Or maybe I'll just pull a Rami and let him host my show 5 days a week. Rami's going to join us from his car at 9 o'clock.
I was
going to
say, is he driving or flying?
Yeah, because he's going, where are you going? Alabama?
Alabama.
Doing
his show from Alabama tomorrow.
Yeah, why?
Great question.
So he's on a vacation? He's going to do his show?
Yep. So I was supposed to be here tomorrow morning, but now I have been canceled.
So he's on vacation, he's going to do his show, and then there's days that he's just like sitting around Milwaukee and he doesn't do his show? To each their own. I mean, it ain't my life. I don't know what he's doing. But he's going to join us from the car just because, you know, I was going to give him the day off, but I want to kick a couple of things off of him. I want to ask him about my Ghost Runner proposal, which I'm sure he'll hate.
He might like the Gators in the moat.
He might like the Gators in the moat. I want to put a moat in between infield, outfield. Hashtag abandon the shift or ban the shift. The other thing I want to talk about is there was a guy in the middle of the ninth inning that got onto the baseball field. There was, I think everybody kind of noticed it at the same time.
Uh-huh.
He was dancing shirtless, had pants on.
He got out. Go ahead.
Well, how did he get there?
That's my question, because I caught him when he was out in center field.
There was a guy in the middle, and I'm sure they didn't show any of it on TV.
Correct. They never do.
So there was a guy, but you may have seen a video of it. Stephen Watson had a video from Channel 12.
Bart Winkler got a hand one.
I'll get to that. The guy is in center field dancing, like whipping his shirt around. He runs to second base, and he's doing a really good job of averting security.
One of them fell.
Yeah. Then you could almost sense it to the point of now he's like in the infield, and you're thinking, he had to be thinking, well, I didn't expect to still be out here. Where do I go? I mean, he could have ran off the field. That's another thing, the netting.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I saw that once. I did see that
once.
A guy ran on the field, ran off the field, jumped the fence to get back into the third base concourse. He was eventually tackled there, if I recall right. IIRC. If I recall correctly. And he was eventually tackled there, but this guy was like looking for a place to escape. What he did instead was run to home plate, and he tried to high-five Jace Peterson. And Jace, I mean, they kind of laughed about it after, but one, is it that funny? I mean, what if the guy had like a weapon and he like tried to do something? That's why you can't ever be too sure.
Yep.
Right. Two, I do think that it disrupted Kenley Jansen's rhythm. You know how closers so particular about how they come in. And Kenley Jansen was throwing some warm-up pitches, and the inning got delayed a little bit because this guy's running around the field. Brewers are down 4-3. I thought, and then he threw, I think, 5-6 straight balls after that. So something was certainly off. But I had good seats yesterday. We sat in some good seats kind of near the Brewers dugout. The video that Steven Watson has, where you can see it from the press box, I could have had such a good video of it. And I didn't even like, I think when he's at second base, I thought, pull out my phone. And then I didn't. And I've struggled with this. I've struggled with this. Why didn't I do it? And then I struggled with, well, what would it have gotten me? So I would have been like, my video would have been used in places. I would have been quote tweeted all day. But what would it have gotten me? Would there have been any payoff whatsoever? They brought me Wendy's.
They did?
You better have brought some for Tim. Don't make me share with this guy.
Who brought it for you?
Wendy's. Sheila. Nice. They brought me Wendy's, yeah. Oh, darn. I didn't secretly hope that would happen. There's an old press box trick that I learned from my guy Wade Bates up in Fond du Lac. We would call games. I've said this before, but we would call games on Friday nights. And you had a lot of people that, you know, their kids are on the radio, so they listen to the game on the radio. And then, you know, he'd be up in the press box and he'd go, man, what a good night. Oh, I hear that concession stand's popping. I see the lines. Wonder what that pizza tastes like. Hey, I wonder what that, I heard there's some really good hot dogs here. You can't have hot dogs if you don't wash it down with some popcorn. And then guess what happened? Like 9 different retirees came and brought him pizza. So then he had a full pizza up there.
It's a good trick.
A little trick. I got some Wendy's.
Well, there you go. See?
So, but I didn't.
You did not ask.
Well, no, I didn't ask. Well. But yesterday, I didn't take video of this guy. Now, it wouldn't have just been for me. You would have had a really good shot.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been, like, do you know what would have been done with this video? Because I would have had the only video that close at home plate with the guy trying to high-five Jace Peterson. It's not just about me. I did not allow the world to see this. I hid it back from the world.
Are you mad?
I don't know how I feel about
disappointed
it.
Disappointed?
Well, we're not supposed to show these guys, right?
Correct.
Because you don't want copycats. Because then if they get on TV, they're going to do it more.
Yep.
So you don't want to do that. So I understand that. Because, you know, it's all fun and games when a guy's just whipping around and trying to high-five Jace Peterson. But at some point, like, did that happen with the White Sox one year? They attacked the
first base coach.
Yeah. So it's like, don't encourage this. I totally get it. I totally understand. You assume that everything's going to be harmless until it's not. So I totally understand why you wouldn't want to show it. But people want to see it. I mean, the video's getting retweeted, so why didn't I jump on that? But then also, is that how I want to live my life? Do I want to live my life always looking to create content?
That is a question you can only answer.
Like, I'm a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could have put it on TikTok or Facebook Reels. Like, is that how I want to live my life? I do this show. I was thinking about that guy and how I was going to talk about it on the show. I wasn't thinking about making content. Did I fail? Is that my job? Do you see the questions that I go through?
Yeah.
Maybe you're not equipped to answer these. I need some.
Well, what? Do you want me to try and convince you that you should have taken the video?
I want you to...
Or do you want me to convince you that you shouldn't have?
I want you to break me down in a way where I will be crying on this couch that's in the studio.
I will tell you, if I were sitting in those seats, I would have definitely taken a video and posted that thing up right away.
Yeah, but part of me is glad that I didn't.
Station in it.
Part of me is glad I didn't.
Let's talk about this tomorrow.
Shouldn't we live our lives in the moment? Does everything need to be recorded? Do I need a picture
everything?
Of everything?
No, you don't. But this moment where not a lot of people are thinking, should I take this video of this weird fan running on the field, giving Kenley Jansen the thumbs down? Did you see that? He gave him the thumbs down like, I hope you suck this inning.
Yeah, he did give him the thumbs down. Then he tried to high-five Jays.
Like... If I were thinking, which I probably wouldn't have been at that time, because I'm cheering him on, like, get past the security guard. I might have taken the video.
So when you worked there, you were on the field at...
Correct.
When one guy... You were there for once,
yes,
or was it a couple times?
There was a couple times. I mean, it didn't happen a lot.
So what do you do?
Well...
Because the thing with those security guards is...
They always tell us, do not go after.
Well, a lot of the security guards are not... It's not like they're, you know, 6'5", 250, 4'3", speed.
They are all retired police. Yes.
Yeah.
Or police.
Okay. So they might have some training, but they're retired.
Correct. Retired.
And the kids are usually out there are kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who usually goes out there? 19-year-old kids. 22-year-old kids. It's kind of hard to catch that guy. I mean, I could barely catch my 3-year-old running around the backyard. So how are you going to catch that guy? So what did you do?
Told us and our staff if we were ever out there, because I managed college kids, the ball attendants, mm-hmm. the ball girls and ball boys that were down the line. Never go after someone on the field or anyone that runs on the field. And that's where they would come on, right there at those access points, because there are two gates right there. So one of the times I was actually on the field when it happened, and he goes, watch me, I'm going to go, and boom, he takes off.
Is there a news update?
No. Just a notification. Tiger Woods is teeing off.
I just heard ESPN.
Yes, I know. I'm turning my phone
off. I saw a picture of Tiger Woods. Is this from today? There's a guy wearing a Tiger Woods mugshot shirt.
It probably is from today.
But he's got a 1996 Packers Championships hat on.
Who tweeted it?
Bukowski.
Is it on Twitter? Who?
Peter Bukowski. The guy who's tweeting, he'll tweet 40 more times a day. Yeah, so I didn't get the video, so I'm kind of, like
no.
TMZ, I just went to look at this tweet, and I see a TMZ tweet.
That's hilarious.
It could have been me. But then what do I get from it? Nothing.
Nothing. So they did tell us, you know, don't go after these
maybe,
people.
Maybe I'm thinking, what do I get from this?
We've had someone put on...
No, I'm just kidding. I get free Wendy's.
Put ashes on the field. Bring
during the game?
During the game.
Well, then what? You can't really do anything.
You can't. One of our ball attendants said, yeah, this lady brought her husband's or grandpa's ashes.
Where'd she dump
and
them?
And said, well, I guess right next to her. And she came out and said, well, I guess I'm sitting with grandpa the rest of the game.
Wow.
Right on the warning track.
Oh, well, you could do that from the stands.
Yeah, that's what she did.
Oh, well, and then what's the crew just dig it out?
Sure.
Depressing.
I know.
On that note, I'm going to eat some free food.
And a swing and a drive in the center field. Keston Hira has walked him off. How about that? 2-run blast. And the Brewers win.
Keston, congratulations. Your first day back with the team. What were you looking for in that at-bat against Jesse Chavez after just missing in the ninth inning against Canley Jensen?
Honestly, I was just looking to get the runner over. With Jason at second base, maybe hit a ground ball to second base or the right side of the field where, you know, he's quick enough to get a third base and then put us into position to tie the game. So, but then, yeah, once he got ahead, just trying to look to put the ball in play.
Keston, you guys had to come back down 4-0 against one of the best lefties in the game in Max Fried. How were you guys able to just continue chipping away? And then, of course, Colton Wong in the ninth. But, Keston, how you guys were able to come back with just the quality at-bats, chipping away against Max Fried, and then Colton's at-bat, that 7-pitch battle against Kenley?
Yeah, Colton picked us up huge right there. Obviously, Jansen is who he is for a reason, so... just him putting a battle up there, doing whatever he can to get the next guy up, that was huge. And obviously, a couple of big players come up in big moments, so we're going to have it at them.
Keston, this is your second career walk-off. How happy are you to deliver this moment just coming back from the team today?
Yeah, no, it feels great. No, it feels good to see everyone and get things going again. But it feels good to be back.
All right, Keston, congratulations. The Brewers come away. Their 10th come-from-behind win of the season. Their first walk-off, B.A. and Rock. What a game.
And also a first. It is the first Major League victory for Trevor Kelly.
All right, Trevor Kelly, too. Got to celebrate Trevor Kelly. Wendy's just brought in some potato wedges for me. And I'm very thankful for that. It was just, it was a bag of breakfast. It's just three potato wedges. That's what I wanted.
There you go.
That's what I got. You know what I would like for you today?
Yes. For me?
Yeah. I would like you to sing me happy birthday.
Live?
Except sing it about Scrub-A-Dub.
Oh, gosh. Right now? I can't do it right now.
Okay. Why?
Because I need, like, you want me to sing the happy birthday song in Scrub-A-Dub?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You do that?
I can. Right now?
Yeah, Tim. Not right now.
I can't.
On the spot.
I can't do it on the
spot. Do it on the spot. I'll turn your mic off.
I can't.
No one will hear you.
I can't do it on the spot.
Come on. Or say, I love Scrub-A-Dub.
I love Scrub-A-Dub.
$13 a month.
Join the Scrub-A-Dub Scrub Club.
And
have a car wash any day.
Right, look at that guy. He all so-and-so. Scrub-A-Dub Scrub Club. Hard to sing. Easy to use. Wash your car every day if you choose. Sign up scrubadub.biz. You can get your car wash as low as $13 a month. Unlimited car washes. Unlimited. You can go in line, go back in line. Go back in line again. Scrub It Up Scrub Club. Great Brewer game yesterday. Great Wendy's this morning. Great Brewer game yesterday. Was at that one, so that's why I'm talking about it all day. If I would have gone home, if this was a road game, I don't know how much I'd talk about it. Because I probably would have gone home and taken a nap. But I was there.
I missed it.
I was there. So it's like the whole show is this Brewers game.
But I've been starting to think, you're right. It was kind of like two games.
Yeah, it was two games. It was the first eight innings, which was a good game.
Yeah. They kept chipping away.
Braves go up four. Yep. Looks like, oh, no, we're screwed. A couple of home runs. You know, they got guys on the base. They knocked them home. That's how baseball works. And then the Brewers, they chipped away a little bit. And then the guy, I'm telling you, when that guy came on the field, and I don't know how much they talked about it on the broadcast or if you just saw it on social media or whatever, but Kenley Jansen's rhythm got disrupted. And I thought, man, they could win this game. Then the Braves had a lead in the ninth inning, going into the 10th inning, going into the 11th inning. And the Brewers kept adding a run, you know, in their favor as well. And it was exciting. That's only happened one at a time the last 20 years. Dodgers, it happened to them 2 years ago, where you have a lead like that. This was the Brewers' first extra inning game of the season. And it's fun, man. It kind of like ramps it up a little bit. The way that the crowd watched the game, too, you could feel it being different. It went from a baseball game, and I like going to baseball games as much as the next guy. I like that you can sit there, kind of have a conversation. You know, one inning I went to get food. Oh, no, I missed the top of the second. I went to get food. Oh, darn. One inning I went to go buy a hat. Oh, they got the game on the TV in there. Oh, okay. I like that, you know. A baseball game during the regular season, you don't have to intently watch it every single second. Like a game tomorrow, Friday night. You know, I'll watch the game, put my kid to bed, okay. Maybe make some dinner, come back, check it out. Some games you watch start to finish, but I mean, not every. Who is sitting down for a baseball game and watching every pitch start to finish? One person I can think of.
Me too.
Tim Allen.
Yep.
What do we have audio-wise from him? Because we were recording him.
Well, they were joining in yesterday on the Rami show.
Okay.
You can join in, Tim, through our system here. And they have him when he watches
he was,
the game.
Because he was at home yesterday.
Yes. When okay. he watches the game, he is very, very, very into the game. He is being a fan, questioning every call, cheering on every play. So it can be very entertaining.
So play them for me. What do we have? We
okay,
have him
so this first
and, like,
one,
tell me when they're at. Yeah,
yeah. So this first one is when they join him the first time. And Rami kind of explains it very, very quickly. So this is Tim Allen.
We do have the ability to check in with Tim Allen at any given time, like right now.
Line out to left. Keston, come on!
So there you heard what happened there.
So he didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the game was interesting because Keston had a couple of opportunities, and this was his first day up, and you just heard from him and Sophia Minert with the interview. I was worried about Sophia yesterday, too. I thought there were some balls that went in her little cubby there.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried Sophia was going to get taken out because we got her all protected by the netting. But
I believe she doesn't have a net.
She's left high and dry down there. And there's been some close calls down there for her in the production area. She sits right off of the Brewers dugout. So, yeah, Keston had some opportunities. And it's like, Keston, if you're going to come up, you know, are you going to stay up? Like, you got to find a niche on this team. He got a chance later, obviously, with the home run. But, you know, there was the play at first that he didn't make where he stayed on the bag instead of trying to get off on an errant throw.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he does not play defense that well. He does not. And that's so it's like, where do you put him if you're going to bring him up? Yeah, you can maybe have him play first base. I mean, the days of him trying to be the everyday first baseman are over. They went and got Vogelbach and Rowdy Tellez last year for that reason. And now Tellez is your everyday guy. And Tellez is like nearly an all-star. He's playing very well. And then Colton Wong, you're not going to take Colton Wong out. So if Keston's going to play, maybe he gets a spot start. You know, give Rowdy a day off, give Keston a day off. Otherwise, it's going to have to be a DH. But your DH is going to be either McCutcheon or Yelich or another one of the guys in the outfield. Renfro's been playing well. He had a great catch yesterday. So you're looking at where do you play Keston? Like if he's almost got to hit his way on the team to make it unavoidable for him to get sent down. So that was an interesting storyline to watch throughout the game that obviously paid off with the home run at the end. When did we catch in with Tim again?
This next one is just when Omar is up. I don't think anything happened. It's really quick. It's really quick. So this is the second time. Hold on.
Let's check in with him.
What is happening?
Nothing. Here, let's try that again.
In 2017. Let's check in with Tim Allen.
No. Omar Narvaez.
Now two outs.
Yeah, this is real quick.
So
I like
that's
that.
With two outs.
I like that.
And then this third one is right after they tie the game, or right when they tie the game. Something like that. So,
games. Oh, down the line, run comes around to score.
There's finally clutch on this team. There you go, Colton Wong. Clutch. Hey, I would have walked the next two hitters to get to Yelly because he ain't clutch.
I think that's when you needed to turn him down.
Wow. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yeah,
those
Tim
are
Allen.
The three times they checked in with him.
Yeah, I
for
think
those,
the,
for those it's great when listening to him.
Oh yeah, I mean he lives and dies with every pitch.
Every
pitch of every game.
Every pitch. Like he'll ask me about a pitch back in the second inning. He's like, "Did you see that pitch on a 2-1 count?" Yes, sure.
That's why, and it's so great that we have a post-game show to follow each and every game here, and it's great that Tim is as invested as he is. And that postgame show, by the way, I don't know if you know, hashtag people forget, the Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show presented by Jim Dandy's. So sometimes there's questions that you're like, what? It's like, are you overreacting to this Brewers loss? And you're like, it's May. But Tim is it? It's not May to Tim. Every day is game 162 to Tim. And that's what makes the postgame show so good.
Do not tell him that this game didn't matter. Do not.
Oh, yeah, they all matter.
Every game.
And that's why I enjoy
it. And they do.
I enjoyed listening to the show yesterday. The best time to listen to the post-game show is when you're leaving the game because you're, like, so jacked, and then you get that instant reaction from Tim on the radio. So I think that's pretty cool. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Tim Shea. More coming up from you guys straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea inside the Lakeland University studios, where you can earn co-op credit for work experience at lakeland.edu. Somebody sent me this tweet. The Braves put out a tweet yesterday. Final, Brewers 7, Braves 6. All right. Atlanta Sports Stan tweeted, "Classy Brewers hired a streaker to run onto the field to mess up our closer. Classy organization. Hope you are proud of this win." Would that be the worst thing in the world if they did it? That would get found out pretty quickly. Oh, yes. I mean, that would get...
Yes.
I mean, we found out about the Astros banging trash cans. If it happens again, then I'll start to go on conspiracy. Yeah, I don't know what it is about American Family Field, but every time the Brewers are down in a close game in the ninth, somebody streaks. God, it would be... Hey, it would be a real shame, Tim, if the next time the Brewers were down one run in the ninth at home, if somebody went on the field and tried to disrupt their closer. That would be a real, real shame. We got in a fight about that once, Freems and I, way long time ago. Because I said if I knew it would help my team, I would do it. If that guy, and you can't condone, fans should not be going on the field.
It's a hefty ticket.
It's a hefty ticket. Also, it's very unsafe. Also, worst case scenario is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not condoning it. But if that guy was like, "Dude, Brewers need a win here, and Kenley Jansen's tough to beat, I'm going to go do something about it." Doesn't that make him a bigger Brewer fan than you? He put it into his own hands. He helped his team win. Doesn't that make him a bigger Brewer fan than you? Just something to chew on. Speaking of, I'm done with my potato wedges. Very, very good, as always. I was wondering for a little bit, do I need a sandwich to enjoy the potato wedge? Is it like a peanut butter and jelly type thing? And it's not. The potato wedges stand alone on their own.
I saw you tweet your picture of the potato wedges out.
I did.
And I did not know that Toby had a name for you.
Well, some people are calling me the gigantic hot pocket.
He calls you, he said, "Happy birthday, my big hot honey chicken biscuit."
That's better. I like that better. I like that better. Also, that has got me, that's weird.
Well,
but I call
you
my
call
little
him,
potato,
you,
yeah.
Him your little potato.
Yeah, what am I really supposed to do about that? Something that we've been talking about this week, obviously, with the Bucks not playing anymore, which is still a bummer. Today could be game day. Today could be game day, game two in Miami. Man, it takes me a while to get out of that sense. And I don't know that I will. In the finals, I'll still be thinking, oh, this could be, but especially because it's so raw and it just happened. But I was complaining. I've been talking about, hey, promote Darvin Ham, throw Bud to the front office. I'm saying all this kind of stuff about changes. And one tweet that stuck with me the other day was, "No right to complain. Everyone gets a 5-year grace period after a championship." And I wonder, is that true? And then if it's not true, what is the grace period? I do feel like this loss was not as bad. It didn't hurt as much as losing to Toronto.
Or in the bubble.
It didn't hurt as much as losing in the bubble.
Yep.
Because, and there's an obvious reason for that. We won. We won a championship last year. For a while, that whole gap from when the Packers won the Super Bowl to when the Bucks won the championship, it was really like grating. It's like, oh my God, I mean, when's it going to happen? Because all of our teams were competitive. I mean, even Badger basketball. Badger basketball was in the national championship game. You guys know that. The Packers, how many chances did they have? The Brewers. The Brewers were a game away from the World Series. So it wasn't just like we couldn't reach the mountaintop again. It was, we're consistently getting so close. and still not getting anywhere because of it. And so every team, like, if they still had not won, this loss would have been devastating. If they had not won this year, this would have been, especially, let's say they make the finals last year and lose. And then, like, you know, this year they lose again. We're trading Middleton. We're doing something. We have to do something different. We have to try to win a title with Giannis. They won their title with Giannis. So I don't know what the grace period is. I know that this kind of first, at least first I was thinking about it, was a Bill Simmons article years ago, right? A Bill Simmons article, or he's kind of the one that I know that coined it when he's like, well, my team won. How do I complain? The grace period is 5 years. No matter what they do, you can still look back and say, well, at least they won. I've been talking about firing Coach Bud. Paul tweeted reminding me that last year I had said, if he wins us a title, he can coach as long as he wants. but I've changed on that, right?
Big time.
Because, I mean, what is – so I don't know. I don't think it's something that you can say, all right, 5 years, it doesn't matter, and then later it does. With the Packers, technically, that NFC Championship game against Seattle, that was in the grace period. That was in the five-year grace period after they won a Super Bowl. There was nothing grace period about that.
5 years is too long.
5 years, I think, would be too long.
I would say maybe two.
I'd say maybe one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's going to be a little different for us because we're not going to have a full year to celebrate this championship. So, because the season started a little later last year.
Last year at this time, the playoffs had not started.
So when we look back at our championship, like, we're going to be gone, what was it, July 7th, 6th?
Yeah. And unless something insane happens again.
Correct.
The Bucks will never play on the same day.
Correct. We will be celebrating our championship a different day than usually everyone else will.
Yeah, it'll be some random day in July. Which maybe we'll do that this year. You know, we need content in July. Maybe we'll do the Bucks championship celebration show one more time. Maybe we'll do that come July. But I don't know. I don't know what it would be. I think 5 years is too long, and I don't think you can necessarily put a number on it and just agree to that term. I think it's got to be something that you feel. Because I put out a tweet, this year feels worse than last year felt good. I instantly retracted that. The tweet's still up, but I instantly retracted that. I was just in my head about Boston and Grant Williams and fans and that kind of stuff, and it was really annoying to me. But this year would have felt a lot worse if the Bucks didn't win the championship the last year. And if the Brewers win, geez, if the Brewers win, maybe it's more than five. If the Brewers win a title...
It's good. It could be 10.
It could be 10.
I mean, we celebrate a losing 1982 team.
Right.
All
no one,
the time.
No one in their heart of hearts, if you had to tell any Brewer fan now, I don't care what age, age 5, age 90, age 38, wink, wink. If you told any Brewer fan today, will the Brewers win in your lifetime, yes or no? They would most, I think, would say no. I mean, the Brewers winning a World Series seems so impossible. Even with how good this team is, they still, you know, could hit better. And there's still going to be a lot of challenges in front of them. And they've gotten close before. I mean, how that team in 2018.
They should have.
They could have gone.
Don't get me started. Right
and if that team doesn't go, you know, what team will? And then the different ways you've lost. I thought last year's team could have gone. Last year's team was very good, but then they couldn't hit against the Braves. So I think it's different scenarios. I think, you know, it just depends on the sport and the history of the sport. I'd say the Bucks, because they never won one, they kind of get, like this year it might be in the grace period, but also they have Giannis, and these are the good old days of the Bucks. This, I think, is the best the Bucks are ever going to be in our life. We're going to look back and wish that we had Giannis again. We're going to look back. We're going to have some teams again later on, a decade from now. But we're going to have some teams that rival how bad some of those teams were, you know, in the 2000s and 2010s. We could. And we'll, oh, I wish we still had Giannis. I wish he, you know, I don't know if he retires or whatever he does.
But oh, I wish we still had Giannis.
So then you look at it like you look at it with Rodgers. The Packers only have one Super Bowl with Rodgers. And I think a lot of us are going to be like, well, we've got to get, if we have Giannis, we got to get one more title with Giannis. Although if you ask a Mavs fan, you know, they got one with Dirk, but they got one with Dirk. I mean, and that was in the age of LeBron James, you know, and he always in the finals. They beat him. So one with, I don't think any Mavs fans like, because we're Packer fans, we're like, yeah, we won one with Rodgers, but it should be two. Mavs fans are not like, yeah, we won one with Dirk, but it should be two. They're happy with the one. So I wonder if we're happy with the one or if we need more. Because I think we're going to want more with Giannis.
Yeah, it's with the Packers, it's because we were so close and with so many opportunities. Seattle, Atlanta.
Yeah, you can say there's a grace period, but then you lose to Seattle like that. There is no grace
period. There, no.
Absolutely no. Not.
That Seattle loss really, I mean, they win the Super Bowl if they're in that one. So
Iron Mike is in Cudahy. Mike.
How's it going, guys?
What up?
What up is this? Let's put it in. I just want to put things in perspective, Bert. This is a small market area. It's a small market state. And for what we've done over, well, I've lived, I don't know, I'm not a walking fossilite by any means, but I've lived 65 years, and I've been blessed and, you know, to witness just about every goat in every sport so far. So let's not take stuff for granted. I think we have, for what we have a great, we have great sports teams. They're always competitive. And the last thing, let's look at the cup half full. Look at all these major market teams, larger market teams that have never, they've never won a title in any of the sports that they're sponsoring, that they're putting out there. So I'm gonna say, hey, enjoy the ride while you got it, because hey, I know it's a cliche, but you never know. I mean, we've come close, yeah, but we're very competitive. It's very entertaining. The only qualm I got is this, before I let you go. If we can, like in every sport, if we can, like, shore up our bullpen, shore up our taxi squad in football, the bench in basketball, if one major player goes down in any of those sports, we can plug and play and then bring that one in and not miss a beat. That's the key to this whole thing.
Mike, good call. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir.
414-799-1250. Again, you can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. Just, you know, I don't think there's an answer to this question. I think it's just we'll see when we feel like there's not a grace period anymore. Right now, all I'm saying is that this year's loss sucked, but without Middleton, and it didn't hurt as much. You know, without Middleton's one thing, but it didn't hurt as much because we won last year.
Correct.
But next year, we can't say that.
How? Okay, I'm going to try and phrase this correctly. Would you be upset, as much upset as you are with the Packers not winning a Super Bowl since 2010 right now, and maybe not winning one, if the Bucks don't win another NBA championship with Giannis? Would you be upset as that?
Can you say that in...
I know. I'm trying to...
Like I'm five?
Would you be mad if the Bucks don't win another championship?
Would I be mad?
With Giannis.
Like all
Packer fans are upset not having won another Super Bowl with Rodgers. So
I mean, that's tough, but if we
were to go and maybe lose in the finals again, if we go back to the finals and lose in the finals and then lose in the Eastern Conference Finals and lose in the playoffs.
I think I would rather never go
back to the playoffs.
No. See, because with the Packers, I always say Rodgers has only been to one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But would I rather have never, I don't know, I want to get to a Super Bowl.
Would you be upset if Rodgers lost in a Super Bowl, like if they made it to the Super Bowl in 2014. Let's say
he's
been
finally
matched two
Favre.
Super Bowls, two or three.
Favre at least got the two. Rodgers can't even get back to a second one.
Like, would the complaining still happen?
I don't know.
And would it happen with the Bucks?
I do think that because of, you know, the Rodgers thing, we do look at the Giannis thing a little different. Like, we never thought we'd be NBA champions. We never thought, not even, we never thought we'd have the best playoff TV crew do one of our games in the playoffs. We never thought we would win a playoff series for a while. So, you know, can beggars be choosers? Can you be that greedy? But when you have the best player in the world, it does kind of tilt the scales
like,
a little
will
bit.
Will you be upset? Will you complain? Like, well, we should have won two more.
Knowing me, probably. Okay. Yeah. I'll just say yeah. If there's a question that the end result is will I complain if, then I'm just going to say yes. I'll say yes and make it easy. 414-799-1250. 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Tim Shea here. We are live inside the Lakeland University studios where you can earn co-op credit for work experience at lakeland.edu. PGA Championship is underway. A look at the leaderboard. John Daly is in first. That John Daly.
The John Daly?
The John Daly.
Where is this being broadcast on?
I think this morning it's on ESPN Plus.
Oh, so I can't watch it.
Well, do you have ESPN Plus?
I meant here. Sorry.
You got a computer?
I do not have ESPN Plus.
Oh. I could give you
mine.
Which
is fine. No, no, no.
There's going to be a game on ESPN, NFL game on ESPN Plus next year. I think it's Jacksonville, Atlanta. So if you wake up one Sunday morning and want to watch Jacksonville, Atlanta, you're going to need ESPN Plus.
I know where to find the Packers. That's all that matters.
But there's coverage on, I think big ESPN picks it up around noon. This is Joe Buck's debut on ESPN. He's okay, going to be he's doing the alternate call.
What's that? Like,
I don't know. There's going to be the normal and then like the Joe. They're basically doing a Manning cast now for golf with Joe Buck.
Well, good for Joe.
Because everything's got to be a cast now. They still doing that K-Rod cast for baseball?
Yes, he fell asleep last Sunday, I heard. Didn't watch it. He fell asleep during it.
Michael K?
A-Rod.
A-Rod fell asleep?
Yes. I was listening to one of the national shows one night, and they were talking about A-Rod falling asleep.
No.
Like, it looked like he kind of dozed off there for a minute.
That's insane.
But yes, they are still doing it. However, for some reason, they didn't do it when the Brewers were on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah.
When they played Philly.
Well, I mean, Michael Kay is a New York guy, and A-Rod, if you're going to watch that, you got to...
If you're going to do it, put effort into it and do it every week. Don't do it, the Brewers are on. We're not going to do it here.
But even, I opened Twitter last night during the Warrior game, and the first thing that popped up was Adam Lefko doing some alternate feed.
On, Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, too. That was interesting, because doesn't ESPN hold the rights
there? No, TNT's got the Western.
Or TNT.
Yeah, and ESPN's got the Eastern.
East, yeah.
And then Amazon, I was reading about. Amazon's going to have Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit.
Mm-hmm. But I'm okay with that.
Well, yeah, but then they're also going to have another. They're going to have an alternate, too.
An alternate.
They're going to have an alternate,
Why?
Too. I don't know. Why not? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So John Daly. Yeah, John Daly. Tiger is one under, I think. Yeah, Tiger's one under. Rory's one. I mean, these guys are through five... six holes right now, so that'll capture the attention for most of the weekend indeed.
Wouldn't it be crazy if John Daly wins the whole thing?
John Daly is -2 through -7. He will probably finish 12 over. I feel like this happens a lot where there's oh my God, that guy's in the lead
and then
at 8:30 in the morning.
They're probably the only two golfers out.
Yeah, and then if you look later tonight, he'll be already 5 over tonight. He'll have a terrible hole, be in the water 3 times. Hey, how do you feel about this XFL news? XFL coming back next year.
Yep.
ESPN has already committed through 2027 to have the TV rights to it. It's on ESPN ABC, which means if Fox and NBC want spring football, they have to continue the USFL, which you think next year they will expand back into their markets. We don't know what the XFL teams are going to be. You could have two spring football leagues at the same time next year.
Going to ask, are they playing in the spring when the NFL is out?
There could be a city that has a USFL team and an XFL team. I mean, that'd be so stupid. So your bar in West Dallas, McGuire's,
they're going to be pumped.
They host every year an XFL party.
Now they're going to do it every week.
Where they show the old first game, right?
They show the old first game and then they show another game.
Okay.
And they have all the games DVR'd.
Well, they got to commit right now if they're going to be an XFL bar or a USFL
They'll
bar.
They'll be an XFL bar.
Okay, the market's available for someone in Milwaukee to be the official USFL bar.
Yep.
Which
I... Sure.
Is going to be...
Well, will the USFL be around?
Well, with the XFL... I mean, Fox and NBC, you would think that they either, say, all right, we quit, or they double down. You're gonna have an overexplosion
of
spring football, something that no one has ever asked for in the first place. You know, but I'm not even watching it. That's how bad it is. Well, they're playing in front of nobody. That matters.
That's what I don't get.
And that matters.
Maybe they move to the cities next year and try that and see if
I think that was always the goal, but just it's so stupid that they're all playing in one spot.
Do you think they're making any money?
I don't know.
And do you know anything about player salaries in this?
Yeah, they get, I think they get $45,000
to play.
Each week, if I'm correct, each week they get 45, and then these are might not be totally accurate, yeah. But it's in the area, $4,500 a week if you're on the roster. And then if you win, you get like a $500 bonus. So for 10 weeks, you can make $50,000.
Yeah, well, it's something.
Well, no, I mean, it's $50,000. I'd like to make $50,000.
Yeah, I mean,
but for playing football, these guys, you know, everybody's making millions of dollars.
If this is successful, then I guess maybe move it to the cities next year and see how they do, see what they draw.
A guy who doesn't work enough to make $50,000, Rami Makhlouf, he'll join us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.